Some of them were tortured and killed anyway for having relationships with men on the wrong side. No matter how hard young people tried to stay out of the conflict, sometimes it was impossible to avoid. One day I was walking to school when a truck pulled up in front of me. One of the men lifted a weapon. He was turning it towards me, but then another man said, "No, not him. He isn't the one." And they drove away. I was almost killed by mistake. 2 years ago, on Good Friday, there was a battle in our barrio, and two of my friends were killed in the crossfire. Javier was 14 years old, and Mauricio was 17. Every day, innocent young people like Javier and Mauricio are getting caught and killed in the war. Every day, guys my age are deciding to join or are being forced to join, and so the war goes on.
Okay, we don't yet know where in Colombia Wilfrido lives, but we know he's in the middle of a war zone. Walking the streets of his neighborhood, it seems you can be killed at any time. When Wilfrido was only 9, he thought about joining an armed group. Other kids his age were joining, and he thought he would make good money. But his boss at a construction site talked him out of it, and today Wilfrido is grateful. 6 of his 8 friends who joined are dead. Wilfrido himself was almost killed one day when a man with a gun mistook him for someone else, and 2 more of his friends were killed a few years ago. Let's find out more about how Wilfrido stayed out of the armed groups and began working for peace. Keep reading after the space on page 157, where it says, "My family lived in a tiny house."
My family lived in a tiny house in Apartado in northwest Colombia. We were always poor. My dad and mom were always fighting. Finally, when I was 7 years old, my dad left us. At least we had peace at home, but we were poorer than ever. I started working every morning from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m.